A fatal high fall on Denali took the lives of two climbers late Wednesday night and severely injured two others. These are the third and fourth deaths on the mountain this year, with seven deaths overall in the Alaska Range this climbing season. KTNA's Sue Dio has more on the most recent accident.
Mountaineers at Denali's 17,200-foot high camp reportedly witnessed a four-person team fall from Denali Pass near 18,000 feet late Wednesday evening. The expedition was roped. It is unknown if the team summited successfully, and it is likely they were descending the mountain at the time of the accident. Park spokesperson Maureen McLaughlin said a team of pararescuemen just happened to be at high camp.
There was a team from the 212th Rescue Squadron, so Air National Guard pararescuemen, that were at the 17,200-foot camp. They had skied out to the survivors, to the rope team, and determined that the two had died, but then with the two survivors, they packaged them in a litter and transported them to the high camp.
By the time the team returned to high camp, it was too dark for the rescue aircraft to fly. McLaughlin says in the early morning hours, the park's rescue helicopter was able to fly to high camp to perform an evacuation.
Our helicopter flew up there, landed at 17,200 feet, and each of those patients were boarded individually inside the helicopter and flown down to base camp. We had two different LifeMed ambulances, helicopters that were at base camp, and they flew them out for more care.
The two patients are both at area hospitals. One is in critical condition. The other suffers from a broken leg and head injury. Details of the cause of the fall are still unknown. Weather at the time of the accident was clear, with relatively calm winds. This is the second accident at Denali Pass this year. Climbing rangers have reported somewhat icy, hard-packed conditions up high on the mountain. McLaughlin confirms that and says it's not unprecedented to have those conditions, but climbers need to use extra caution this year.
It sounds like from the reports we've received down here that it's very wind-scoured up high, very solid, firm ice, so more slippery than normal. So harder to gain purchase, kind of easier to slip, and almost impossible to really stop a fall once it were to start.
The names of all four climbers are not being released until family members are notified. In Talkeetna, I'm Sue Dio.